I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Yoav Saralbo.
Today we talk about Moscow, Russia.
Talk about a hair salon. There's a hair salon in the cosmos.
Hotel Cosmo has a hair salon.
Has a hair salon. They have shops that you can buy little Russian trinkets. They have manicure and pedicure. They even have an opera. So you can watch the ballet.
So you don't even have to leave the hotel. And you can experience it.
Never. You never have to leave.
What about one of the more picturesque sites that I've always seen about Moscow, Red Square? What is that like?
Breathtaking. It's the pictures don't give it justice. When you're there and you see how big it is, how big just the square is, it's incredible. It's on one side you have the basilica, and on the other side you have the walls to the Kremlin. And in the Red Square there's also Lenin's tomb.
Okay.
Now this should be
viewed with deference.
Yeah, and take your hat off before you're about to enter Lenin's tomb. There's a soldier right there telling you to take your hat off, and if you don't, he'll slap it off your head.
Happened to my uncle many years ago.
Yeah. Yo, I was hoping to see it happen to somebody.
Me too. It did not happen. No. It did not happen. The kid that was in front of me took off his hat.
The subway system there is undoubtedly the most beautiful in the world.
Yes. The subway was started being built by Stalin roughly in the 30s. And he wanted all the subways to get you around, but also be a bomb shelter. One of the other things he wanted was that every subway is different than the other, with beautiful art, with beautiful types of stone to be used, like different marbles that they brought in from around the world, different stone they use from all over Russia. Artists also depicting the history of Russia. It's really like a museum.